It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's 3/8/2024, 9:20 p.m. Homies Overtime, Fans First Sports Network, B-Dirt, Tate Boy Fresh, in the building, talking sports, doing what we do, live on YouTube. And you can listen to us on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you can listen to concerning the Homies Overtime podcast. But last but not least, it's Fork in the Road Super Chat Friday. So we got a lineup of topics to talk about. But you can steer the conversation just by hitting what's the super chat. But before we get to it, what's happening, B-Dirt? What's up with you, bro? What's crack-a-lacking?
Much needed weekend, man. Last couple weeks have been a little crazy with COVID and traveling for work. Finally got back in the lab this week, working back here in Pittsburgh. So I was very happy with that, but worked my tail off. Time to enjoy some weekend. I'm going to enjoy some quiet time. And some big UFC fights tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got the Sugar Show fighting off against the only person that he's been beat by when he broke his ankle against Chito Vera.
Yeah.
And Dustin Diamond Poirier, who's one of my favorite fighters fighting. Yep. Curtis Blaydes is fighting. It's a really good card down in Miami tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to have to take a nap. Because the main event don't start till 10, going to get over about 1 a.m.
Shoot, maybe two, depending on.
I'm too old for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 1:30 is a wrap. 1:30 a.m. is a wrap, bro. It's time to go to bed.
You normally catch me. If you call me at 10:30, you should know that I'm going to text you around 5:30 in the morning.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. It's over. Time for sleep. Tate Boy Fresh, what's crack-a-lacking, bro? Homies Overtime, what's going on?
No fines.
I thought you was trying to get the fine, bro. I was going to say it. I was looking. I was like, man, this mouth moving.
I ain't started out that early, man.
Yeah.
But nah, man. What's up, BG?
For next week, Tate, Fine Free Friday. We're going to rename it. Fine Free Friday. Let's go.
Fine Free Super Chat Freaky Friday.
That's a whole lot of Fs, man.
Sure is.
But I'm good, Big G, man. I'm gonna sit back. You're gonna drive this ship, man. I just get to contribute my expert analysis.
We got two guest stars in the background. I see him back there over your right shoulder. Over your right shoulder. We got some milling around.
Yeah, you see them. Oh,
I see the little Joker, man.
Brock's ears up. I saw Harlem walk by.
Yeah.
I don't know if I sent you a picture. You know, we got one of them clear pins. Look like it's not glass. Look like glass, probably plexiglass.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got Big G saw it. We got a couch.
Yep.
For him, a doggy couch. Bronx finally started getting on the couch. Valley right. got like a dog throw and put over it. Bad idea. This Joker chewed it up today.
He chewed the couch up today?
Not the couch, the throw. Not the couch.
Yes, go. Bro gone.
But yeah, Big G. I'm just ready to sit back and give my analysis on whatever it is you got to talk about, man, and go from there, man. So go ahead and start whatever you see.
Afton, Jeremiah, George, Claude. Yeah. Thank you guys all for riding with us. Steeler Shout Wade out. Show. Hey now.
Yeah.
To the live. Steeler
Wade,
chat.
Brand new. Yeah, Steeler Wade, brand new.
Claude Bishop, fresh out the Matrix. Jay Speed in that building.
Trying to stay out the Matrix. Claude, you need to stay up out the Matrix on Freaky Friday, Super Chat Friday, Homies Overtime. Stay up out the Matrix, bro.
Claude liked the Matrix, man.
I think he do, man. He done built some houses and stuff over there, moved his family in. They done bought the block because it was cheap. Bought the block. I feel him. I understand. All right, man. So listen, first topic, man. And this is an
answer. Hey, man, can I ask you a question real quick? Real quick before you get into it.
Yep, go ahead.
Man, did you see that game in that block by my Ant-Man last night?
Man, it was ridiculous.
When he hit his head and his shoulder.
Yeah, on the rim.
Hey, man, this ain't even a topic for the show, but if the NBA does not fix some kind of way to get Ant-Man, Ja, and Zion in a dunk contest, they need to fire Silver. They need to fire him. They need to fire. That's ridiculous.
Ant-Man's so fun to watch.
Bro, he can jump out the gym. He can jump out the gym, man. It's ridiculous.
Jeremiah Stratton, this is a fool from Lima.
What he said?
Columbus right now. I went to high school with him. He says, straight tripping, boo.
Yeah, big facts.
He's a Steelers fan. Also, Lima.
Hey, is Jeremiah any relation to Brian?
Brian Stratton? I don't know.
Brian went to Bab. He's a little older than us, though. I used to work at Sam's Club with him way back in the day. We talking about like 93, 94.
Yeah. All right, listen, man.
Jeremy graduated with me in 95.
Yeah, but Brian probably graduated about 87. I just wonder what's his relation.
Hey, maybe his big brother or cousin.
Yeah, Jeremy, is y'all relation? Go ahead, shot Big G.
Kobe Kelly in the building.
Yeah, I just seen that too. Another one. Hey, man, we appreciate these new folks showing up in the chat.
And another one.
It said G and Tate on the rat on the break show. That damn hat. You're wearing G right now. I show my bride. I'm getting one. Hey, man, this is a Griswold hat, bro. This is the Griswold. This hat is hitting. New era, straight Griswold. Christmas hat, warm and fluffy. Keep your ears all the way warm all the time. So, yeah, I feel you, bro.
Hey, Big G. Yeah, shout out to the homie Steeler Wade. I know you got some good stuff for us, so I'm just going to go ahead and get mine. Skinny pop.
All right, here we go, man. First topic, first subject, man. Dartmouth's men's basketball team done unionized. They got a union. Y'all remember when the University of Northwestern was talking about name, image, and likeness and all that, whatever else? That turned into the NIL that you know as of today. These boys then stepped out on a ledge. Say we a union, we work for the college, and we work for the university. Now there's injunctions that's trying to stop it, trying to block it. But is this the beginning of the end for the NC2A? I got to get a reaction from Tate Boy Fresh and from B Dirt on this one. Is this these five young men and a couple other dudes on the squad that come together to say, man, we ain't athletes no more. We're paid employees. So I want to see what you guys' thoughts and feelings are. Is this the beginning of the end for the NC2A as we currently see it and know it? B-Dirt, I'm going to start with you, bro. What you thinking about the Dartmouth man unionizing?
Well, the first thing, I think the number I heard was they voted 13-2 for Facts. Unionizing.
Yep.
The other thing is I do not think it's the beginning of the end for the NCAA. Mm-hmm. The reason why I say that is because I think the beginning of the end for the NCAA happened a few years ago.
Wow. Okay.
I think there are, they've lost a lot of their teeth.
Uh-huh.
The NIL, and basically the NIL was a way for the NCAA to allow players to make money mm-hmm. without having to give up any of their own money or having any of the schools give up their money.
Yeah.
So now they're watching it run amok.
Yeah.
And they've lost complete control. Unionization, I don't know what it's going to do. This team wanted to unionize because they wanted to be paid for overtime.
Big facts.
That they were putting in. That's really odd to me because, you know, if you want to get great at anything, you got to put in your 10,000 reps, right? That's the old adage.
Yep.
I did a lot of extra hitting and extra batting practice and stuff like that when I played college ball at a small school in Ohio. Like, I didn't care about the hours or what was put in. I loved doing it. I loved it. So the whole thing's odd to me, right, in that whole instance. And I think if you tried to put that in with major college sports, I think what you would see is more of these guys at these major schools are trying to go to the next level.
Yeah,
they're going to put the work in regardless of whether they're overtime or not. Yeah. If you make the university pay them overtime and the university tries to stop them from getting into gyms and this and that and other workouts with coaches and blah, 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 then they're going to do it on their own and they may end up getting hurt outside of the facility. There's all kinds of crazy stuff. So there's a lot, like, this is the tip of the iceberg for this. There's going to be a lot of things to hash out around it, regardless of whether it starts going through.
Yeah.
There's a lot to hash out with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not worried about that. I think the whole NIL and the way that they didn't realize that the NCAA can't put the toothpaste back in the tube now.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
And they have no control over it because they because they didn't want to get it in their own pocket. Now they got to deal with what they basically, they'll make the bed or lie in the bed you made.
And that's, man, I like it. I like it. Tay Boy Fresh, same question, but I'm going to spin it just a little bit, right? Is this, because remember, when we start talking about paid employees, there's a lot of stuff that's got to go down. If I'm an employee, there's got to be a policy and procedures. There's got to be a guideline. There's got to be union rules, union reps. I mean, it's all kind of stuff that goes on. So if a little bitty small school like Dartmouth is doing it, if this goes through, how does this look at a major platform university? Because they're saying now they're employees. So could you imagine like a Georgia or Alabama or Ohio State having this type of thing going on for like one of their major programs like football? Your thoughts about that, bro? What do you think? And because I think this is real. I think
Nick Saban looks like the smartest guy in the room right now.
Man, big facts with that one, bro. Big facts. But Tate, what you got, man? What you think?
Like B Dirt said, when they let the genie out the bottle, man, it's out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you talking about Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State and them schools got bread. And Dartmouth got bread. Dartmouth Ivy League.
Yeah.
But them guys not getting no NIL deals. So,
facts.
So they saying, you know, we not getting no money, but we playing big, you know, college basketball, college football, just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. That is getting NIL deals.
Yeah.
So these guys are trying to supplement not getting NIL by saying we should be paid employees of the university.
Facts.
Which I understand. I mean, I always thought student athletes should get broke off some, man.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's $10,000 for the season in play, you going to practice, you keeping up with your schoolwork. That is work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could kick every player regardless of how good they are. Do they start? They all conference, whatever. You give every kid $10,000 during your playing season.
Like, you're talking about $10,000 for big time university, not.
I'm talking about everybody.
Everybody can get 10?
D1 across the board.
Yeah, D1 across the board. Dartmouth is Ivy League, man. They got bread.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they the sorriest basketball team in the Ivy League.
That is pure big facts with that one, bro. They are trash over there.
shouldn't get paid just because they trash.
Yeah.
But nah, man, all student athletes should get some. You know how it is, Big G. You've been a college athlete. You know how it is to have to keep your grades up.
Yeah.
Worry about getting something to eat out outside the rec. You know what I mean? If they got set up for y'all, you playing ball and going to school, you wanna get your mom something for Christmas. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't got time to have no job to get mom nothing for Christmas. They should give you something.
Yeah. And you know what? This is the deal, too, and it's just me sidebarring saying about it. I mean, it was blatant cheating before. You know, I mean, at universities and stuff, and I I've gotten an envelope before handed to me from where it came from, I don't know, or one of them wink winks and say, look up in the top of your locker and look to the left or look to the right. And there's some money stuffed in there. I actually had that happen. I was in college so long ago that it don't even matter anymore. So I'm not out anybody or incriminating anybody. But you're absolutely correct, because tuition, books, and all whatever else is not just the basis of what you're doing. It's part of it. But you are generating revenue for your school at any Division I program across the country. And so when you're making money, and even like if your gymnasium is a 5,000-seater, bro, if you packed up in there, they made bread. So I do agree with both of you guys that they should be some type of scale. And if they're going to unionize it, at least now you can regulate it. Because the way it goes right now, people are getting whatever they want. Y'all agree? Tate? B-Dirt? Any of y'all agree?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think there's – I think we're a long way away from having it, how it should be organized. You know what I mean? Or how – could it be possible?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say yes.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of work. I mean, this is – this will be 2 or 3 years before we figure out anything in my mind, my opinion, my humble opinion. I do want to give a shout-out, though, in the live chat. We've not had a super chat yet. There's no fork in the road. Mm-hmm. But – I do want to address Jay Steed. Congratulations, bro. You are the hater of the week. Jay Steed,
what did he say?
He said, but there shouldn't be any double dipping. If you're getting paid, no scholarships. Uh-huh. I was a student athlete and worked in the cafeteria in college.
Uh-huh.
I was, me and Big G were both also student athletes.
Big facts.
In college, I actually did work a part-time job, very part-time when I could, because I've been in and out of the restaurant business my whole life. So it's, you know, you can always find something. That doesn't mean just because I did that and I had to suffer and it was a real pain in my rear end. I don't think that's something that should, like, I think they should be better opportunities, especially for these big programs that are making millions and millions of dollars. Like, I have no problem. I have no problem with those guys being able to double dip. They should have a better quality of life than I did at that point in time.
I mean,
I don't want somebody else to suffer because I had to. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah, I mean, things evolve. I mean, you know, I mean, we're going back talking about being student athletes in the early to mid 90s.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Things 30 years ago.
Yeah. Things evolve.
Yeah.
I don't think that's double dipping. I think a scholarship is one thing. If a kid can get a scholarship and you think it's a full ride, let that kid get hurt. Adios, muchachos.
You're talking to one, you're looking at one right now that it happened to. So yeah, absolutely. I know how that is, bro. I know what it is.
Yeah, you know? So if you get hurt, they're gonna pull your scally. So I mean, you know, at the very least, while they playing, you can pay them a little sum, and then if that happens, they can take that money and turn around and pay for their education. Well, but they really should let the kids finish school if they get hurt.
Absolutely.
It's not even injury. If you're not performing like they want you to perform, they'll get rid of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guaranteed money on your scholarship.
Yeah, but most people don't know your scholarships are renewed. Like, they're year to year.
Year to year.
You know, you don't just because you go into that school, it's year to year. It's a contract. You sign for that year, and then, okay, if everything goes well, we're going to re-up next year. So, it's a lot of.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Shout out to them Dartmouth boys, man.
And coaches, all right, listen. And coach has always been double dipping, man. Coaches.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Some coaches at some schools is the highest paid state employee in the entire state. Nick Saban was.
Man, but this is even the worst part about
Nick Saban earned it.
Yeah, but this is the worst part about that. Not only do they double dip on that side, look what they get to get from the benefit of being the coach or whatever. They got businesses everywhere.
That's why I was saying they double dipping. Then you're not only getting paid to be a coach, you're getting paid because you coach.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, some of them jokers got restaurants and side businesses, and they brothers and sisters and got on, and they getting bread. So, come on, man. Everybody benefiting off of it. So, how come the kids that actually put the people's butts in the stands can't get that bread, bro? So, shout out to Dartmouth, man. Shout out with Dartmouth. All right, next topic. We're going to move fast. And this is your specialty, man. And when you sent me the graphic, I was like, yeah, we got to talk about this one, bro. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight. Man, Michael, 57 years old, might be washed, who knows? But does he still have the juice, bro? Or is this all just like public playing around, trying to get clicks and all whatever else? So this is going to be a real fight. And shout out to Jake Paul, because he's from the land, bro. I did some research on him to find out who this kid is and looked at some of the people he fought, so... Is Mike going to get in there and just punish this kid? Or is like, what you think about this tape? What do you think is actually going to go down?
Man, we don't got to stay on this long, because this ain't nothing long for talking for it, man. Mike going to knock him out. They going to get in there. I mean, they might talk about we ain't going to go. If they go hard, go for real, Mike going to knock him out. I mean, Jake Paul going to get in there and try and flex his little reach a little bit, his little youth. Yeah. And then soon as he get within that right distance, and this is of that right hand, night night.
Tate, put Claude in the Bishop right now in the Matrix right now, dog.
I don't even know what he said. What he
said? He said Jake is gonna knock Mike out.
Hold on.
What do you mean, man?
Claude,
I'm caught in the Matrix.
Claude,
put him in right now, bro. Put him in right.
He got to go one more time.
I'm caught in the Matrix.
Oh my God. Go ahead,
check this out. Mr. Woods, I do agree with you that Jake is a decent striker. He has a little bit of power, but he doesn't set up his punches very well. He catches guys that aren't boxers.
Yeah.
We'll know at the end of this fight if this is all a farce or not.
Yeah.
Because he has no business fighting Mike Tyson. I don't care if Mike Tyson is 82 years old. Did you see the original fight Jake Paul did a couple years ago was on a card where Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah.
They went easy on each other.
They did, but Mike still, to me, embarrassed him.
Facts.
Mike looked much more crisp than him, and Roy Jones Jr. even said something about it afterwards, about like, I wanted nothing to do with that once I felt him at half speed hitting me.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, man, if he gets in there and he goes full speed and he's doing his thing, I expect the same thing Tate expects. I expect Jake Paul to go night night.
Yeah, because all he got to do is catching, man. He don't got to. Fight long and box long. If you come inside and you know what Rocky say? If I got to stand in front of him, I got to be willing to die. But to beat me, he got to be willing to die too.
That's right.
Talking about Drago. So, hey, if Jake Paul get in front of Mike catching, like B Dirt, and we both said night night. Hey, bro, man, I, Big G, I remember
and,
when
and minus 500 is Jake Paul came out as a minus 500 favorite. Plus 350, you take Mike right now.
Whoa, whoa. Really?
See, well, I can't trust them celebrity matches the bet on.
That's the issue. That's the issue.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't trust it at all.
Yeah.
But Big G, I remember, man, it was your senior year when Mike took his first L from Buster Douglas. Where Buster from?
Columbus, the bus. Windsor Terrace Project, Short North, Columbus, Ohio. Shout out to you. That's where he's from, the bus.
I was never real big fan of Mike Tyson. Like everybody was when we was young. I always thought Holyfield was a better boxer. I mean, he was. But I always respect that punching power though. I know what he capable of with that right hand just with one swing. And if Jake Paul get that, come on, man.
Bro, I saw a video of Mike Tyson training like yesterday or even today where he was training. Man, bro, he looked like he could do some damage to somebody,
if
man.
If he really hits him with that hook to the body, Jake Paul ain't never been hit like that.
Oh, my God, bro. Mike was killing the dude. The dude that he was training with, he had one of them whole body outfits on. The dude was like, ooh, 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 because he was getting mopped, man. Man, he was getting killed. So I was like, man, yeah, listen, I'm going to give it an old adios muchacho sign, man.
That's where Toddy summed it up perfect. Yeah. In a legit fight, Mike kills Paul. If it stayed, I don't know.
Big
fact. Who said that?
Pittsburgh Toddy.
Pittsburgh Toddy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. There's you.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right, Pittsburgh Toddy.
Yep. All right, man, fellas. We done come to our first break, first commercial, first stop, timeout. You got to be there. What's the T.O.? What's the T.O. for?
Hit that T.O.
Hit that T.O. No,
for us to talk to some sponsors.
Yeah, yeah. We got to pay some bills. We got to hook up with some partners. We got to talk some, you know, and pay a little money on Fans First Sports Network. If you're watching us live on YouTube, give us a little quick commercial break. We'll be right back in about 10. If you're listening to us on audio, please listen to all the Fans First Sports Network podcasts out there, starting with the Homies Overtime. We'll be back in 10 with B-Dirt and Tate Boy Fresh on the Homies OT.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
And we're back in after 10-second break. We paid some bills. We hooked up with some sponsors. I'm sitting in the building with the Homies Overtime podcast. Yeah, I see.
Who's the guest? Who's the guest star?
I can't. Was that Bronx?
That's Bronx, man. Harlem. Yeah, yeah. Harlem up here standing up on my arm of my chair right here, but he too big to pick up.
Yeah. Bronx in the building. What's up, Bronx?
Say hi, Bronxy boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bronx looks like he's calming down a little bit.
Yeah.
You see Harlem right there?
What's up, killer?
Yeah. Hey, man. So, yeah, we're in the building. We're talking sports overtime. Hey, we got a super chat. Fork in the road.
Man. Best game coming up this week.
Ooh. I'm gonna let B Dirt. You go first. Who you got?
Man.
Thanks, Afton.
And we got another one after that. So we got another one to go.
Hey, we got one of the best rivalry in sports coming up this weekend.
What is that?
North Carolina Duke, baby.
You better believe it.
Number seven versus number nine. Let's watch it.
Yeah, they play tomorrow.
That's where I'm going. I'm going with that one.
And Carolina, and I wish Payday was on here because I would assassinate Carolina. Carolina ain't got no guards outside of the dude to hit for 40 the other night. They put that full court press on the boys and they almost coughed that game up.
They put RJ Davis at two guard. I think you'll see him more ball dominant during the tournament, is my guess.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Their point guard is a little sus.
Big trash. He ain't a little sus. He big trash. Tate, you got anything you want to add about the game of the week this week?
Nah, that's probably what I would have picked. My game of the week gonna be though that started NFL free agency though.
Oh, that's a big game.
That's what I'm locked into.
That's a big game.
You know, you get the when your table's set, you normally have those two forks side by side. We got another fork in a row.
Yep, sure do.
Claude, fresh out the Matrix. He said, how about LBJ passing 40,000? Do the Lakers make the playoffs? I want a clarification. Do they make the play in or do they make the playoffs?
Well, the play in is not the playoffs. If you make the play in, it don't count as playoff appearance.
So is Claude talking about the playoffs?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Man. So let's start with 40,000. We talked about this last week.
Yep.
My favorite player of all time, watching, even though I wasn't a fan of the team or whatever, my favorite player probably always will be Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But I try to be objective. Mm-hmm. And I think LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time.
Big facts, Beater. Come on over to it. The water is warm. Big facts. You get a sign for that one. The water
40,000 points. I ain't never seen anybody at 39 years old be this dominant, still be able to play at a high level. Obviously, he's got some ankle issues right now. He's going to have to pick and choose. He's got to pick and choose his spots.
I'm sorry. I had to give Claude his fork in the road. We always give him his matrix. He had to get his fork in the road.
But they got to pick and choose his spots going down, in this stretch run. Luckily, they got, a six-game cushion before the 11th spot. So I think they're sitting in a pretty good situation.
Yep.
To get to the play-in.
Yep.
But even in the play-in, you still want to be 7 or 8 because if you 9 or 10, you got to win 2 games to get in.
Yep. Got to double up.
So, you know.
They're 4 games out from being in the playoffs. Like, the West is
stacked.
Yeah, the West is like that.
But it's all jammed up.
And they play the Milwaukee Bucks tonight without LeBron.
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no, they ain't going to make it?
They got to get up in either 7th or 8th seed or get into the playoffs. and then at six seed. Yeah. If they got to play the Warriors and the Mavericks to get into the playoffs, one of those two teams will beat them.
That's why it's important to get to 7 or 8.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know if they can do it with, you know, ankle problems and this and that. Yeah. I'm going to say no. But I'll tell you this. If they do get in, ain't nobody going to want to play them. If you're the Timberwolves, you want to play them in the first round?
They just beat the Timberwolves. They just beat OKC. Like, I'm thinking like this week, earlier in the week.
Yeah, Tuesday.
They beat them both.
Yep, they sure did. Tuesday.
If they get in, they're going to be a handful.
A handful. Yep.
So, Tate, what say you? Are they in?
Come on, man. When, other than the other year, he got hurt towards the end of the season and didn't play like the last 28 games. Yeah. When do LBJ don't make the playoffs?
Never.
He came from the play-in last year and went all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
Yep, big facts.
So big I got facts. Them making it in, man. We got the super chat from
we
the
got
homie.
Another super chat.
The homie Tim.
Yep.
Get him his big old juicy fork in the road. What's up, Tim? Thanks for the 5-piece. Oh,
I got fined. He said just to poke the bear is what he was trying to say. Just to poke the bear, Luka MVP.
No.
Hey, they were talking about that earlier.
No.
Tim, that's normally my lane. That's normally where I go.
On NBA countdown.
Big G, look at me.
What?
Luka is better than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA. He's better than SGA.
No, he ain't.
No,
he is, Big G.
No. Kick that out of here.
They even said it on NBA countdown earlier. What they said,
the gig is up. Stop it.
So when no, hold. I didn't say he was trash, but when he went on that 30 point triple double streak, they lost 4 out of 5. They're a half a game out of being in the 10th place in the West. So he goes on a 30 game triple double, 30 points, 11, 10 assists, 10 rebounds. Four or five games in a row, and they lose 4 out of 5. That's trash. That's trash. I don't care what you say.
I think the problem is with the general manager.
No, I ain't putting heck.
Come on, G.
No.
In Dallas?
Yeah.
Hey, man, if Dallas run into OKC, they going to beat them.
No.
They are. They were saying it earlier. They said Shai having a great season. He deserves MVP consideration. And that's because OKC is the number 2 spot in the West and Dallas is number 8. But Luka averaging like 36 points. Yeah. He having like 8 assists and 8 boards. He said Shai, they said on NBA countdown, Shai can't pass like Luka. He can't. He can't rebound like Luka. He can't. And they both are ball dominant. They both usage rate. Luka a little higher. Luka 36%. Shai 33. So they not
no more usage rate in the league. He number 1.
Yeah. I said he 36. Shai is 33%. Yeah. That's not far behind.
High.
Yeah, still high. So neither one of them is really passing by moving off.
But can I say this? Both of them are great players.
Great players. I agree.
But the issue is, so nope. I got to say this. I got to say this, man.
That was it.
No, seriously. Players. I can't move past this. When do we stop valuing the fact that dubs count for something? You can be a stat stuffer and not win.
Luka been to the playoffs every year of his career. What has Shai done?
Yeah, like what do you mean?
Just not
this is the first year you've been able to make that argument, G.
I made the argument this year, and I'm saying this year he's better. He's better this year.
Next subject.
He's there in first place.
Hey, man, don't make me go over here and do a super chat on my own. God, let's go to something else.
All right, man. We're going to switch topics. We're going to switch topics. Yeah, he set me off, man. I don't care.
Hey, you. What's your next topic? Because you was going to ask about the all-time best free agent signing in any sport.
I
know you also want to talk about expansion, too. So
Yeah, but I can swing to that one. But I'll go to that one first. So, in you guys' opinion, all-time best free agent signing in any sport, at any time, in any era. Tate, go. Who you got? Ooh. Best all-time. Free agent.
I feel like it got to be one of these guys from this graphic.
That's a lot of dudes, bro.
Yeah. I mean,
ooh, KD, Tom Brady, Uchiro.
I got one at AM.
No, that's Ohtani.
Ohtani, yeah. Peyton Manning, LeBron, Barry Bonds, Shaq, Reggie White, and who's my man over there in the Cardinals?
That's Kurt Flood. That's a godfather. That's
the original, of brother.
Flood. Yeah, yeah. The original.
He got to be up there. That's the godfather.
Triple OG. So, bro, that's a lot.
Hold on a second. I want to go first because my guy is not on this graphic.
You got to be kidding me. Who is it?
I'm going to give you hints. I'm going to start off real strong. You should be able to get it. 18 gold gloves.
Free agent?
Yeah.
First guy to win 4 Cy Young awards in a row.
Mark. Roger 18 gold gloves. Yeah, Roger. Huh? Yeah, Rocket?
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan, yeah.
Faced 20,421 batters in his career.
Won 4 Cy Youngs of Greg Maddux?
Only 310 batters out of that 20,421 ever faced a 3-0 count, and 177 of them were intentional walks. Greg Maddux.
That's Maddux. Yeah.
Won the Cy Young Award in 92 with the Cubs. Signed with the Atlanta Braves. Won it 3 straight years with them. Culminating in a World Series win in 1995. He led the MLB in ERA in 93, 94, and 95.
He was out there cooking.
I'm going to say he's the greatest free agent signing of all time.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's some heck of a stats, bro.
He was under consideration. I forgot he won 4 in a row. That pitching staff, man. I
mean, Blavin, Smoltz.
Oh my god,
Smoltz. Yeah, they had bats.
And Glavin's the only. I don't remember where he came from, but I know Maddux came from the Cubs and Smoltz came from the Tigers.
Sure did. Sure, that's big facts. That's big facts, man. So, and they was all dogs. But for Maddux to be the leader of the pack of that crew, oh, my goodness.
That's 89-mile-an-hour fastball wherever you wanted it.
Yep. Yeah. That's a good one.
And it translated into a dynasty. So, I can't be mad at that one.
Tate, who you got?
Man, I'm going to go with Shaq Diesel, man.
Oh,
he went from Orlando to the Lakers.
Yeah,
and it took a couple years, but then they got to winning the Lake Show. Yeah. That was dominant, man. His time in LA was the most dominant time for any basketball player in NBA history.
Yeah,
and keep in mind, I'm not saying the best. I'm talking dominance.
Yeah,
that dude was virtually unstoppable.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, but
three straight chips, three straight final MVPs. Yeah,
those are some really good ones up there though. Reggie White is up there. That's my pick.
Reggie White, my pick.
You got some good ones in that graphic tape.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Reggie White was like the first big time NFL free agent that I remember.
Yeah, but the reason why was the Packers was trash. Reggie went to the Packers, Chip. You know what I'm saying? They built a squad over there. They had at that time, I don't even know when Reggie got traded. Favre was just starting at quarterback. And they was like middle of the pack, fighting in the dang on what was that called? The NFC Central back then. Yep. Reggie came from Philadelphia, Chip. So, Reggie, man. Woo, I mean, I know Shaq did it or 3 straight in L.A., but, man, Reggie was a monster, man.
All right. I got another one over here. It's not a super chat, but it's a two-parter that I want to address over here. Biggie Bronco says, Peyton Manning would have to be the number one free agent of all time. Mm-hmm. Took the Broncos to 2 Super Bowls and had the greatest offense of all time in NFL history with the Broncos. That was for the first Super Bowl. The second one, you drug his corpse across the stage.
He was horrible.
You gave him a Super Bowl ring. Because that team that you had on defense was stacked, Mr. Bronco.
He was big cooked on that second one, B-Dur. Straight cooked. Out of here, bro.
I mean, Peyton Manning, I don't disagree. I mean, there's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
You know, so you can say that and absolutely be completely right.
But there is a right answer. It's Greg Maddux. I already said it.
Man, I like that. Man, that Maddux, that goes hard in the paint, Beater. That was a good one. Excellent take, man. Excellent take.
Yeah, I thought about Maddux with the graphic, but I only used
he's not as fun either, though.
Mm-mm. I only used three baseball players and three
Now, it's funny because on the first show, I said something about the eye test when you watch Kenny Pickett and you watch Justin Fields.
Yeah.
If you gave Greg Maddux the eye test, there wasn't a whole lot of oohs and ahs when he was throwing the ball.
Nah.
Couldn't hit it.
He never hit 100.
And he never hit the sweet spot of your bat either.
Well, never. No. I mean, if
movement if they, and ball placement. Constantly.
If they had all the analytics and stuff back then, like they do now, like miss barrel rate and all that stuff,
spin
like that.
Spin rate, miss barrel rate. Oh, yeah.
Maddux would be incredible, man.
Yeah, big facts. All right, fellas, new topic. Swinging it on over to the NCAA tournament basketball, both men's and women's, man. I got a question to the homies, bro. Has women's basketball overtaken men's basketball as far as must watch? And if that's the case, then tell me who's your squad for the women's, or if you stay on the side of the road with the men's, who's your side with the men's? Because I got a lot to say on this one, but I'm gonna let y'all go first. B Dirt, is women's basketball, has it overtaken it as must watch television, quality of players on the court? Have they taken over the men's game, man?
Can I answer Jeremiah's question real quick?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah says Tate was prime Shaq O'Neal better than prime Bill Russell.
Come on.
Absolutely. Shaq would have dunked Bill Russell in the basket. I got all kinds of respect for Bill Russell. 6'9". Yeah. He was a great defensive player, but you got to think about it, man. Back then, the NBA was 8 teams. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Shaq would have done the same thing to Wilt. Shaq could do the same thing to Embiid. Shaq would do the same thing to every center in NBA history in his prime.
Facts.
He would have done all gone. Olajuwon got the best of him early in that finals, but if Olajuwon was still around when Shaq was a Laker, Akeem the Dream would have got dunked in the basket too.
Yep, monster.
So yeah, Jeremiah. Thanks for the question. It's a good question.
Yeah. All right, B Dirt. Who you got?
All right. So I think the reason why viewing wise and things that the women have kind of chipped away at the men's league here lead in the NCAA is because they're polarizing, right? Mm-hmm. You got Malky over LSU, Angel Reese. You got, South Carolina.
Staley. Killing them.
Killing it. Five new players and still undefeated.
Facts.
And not getting the proper love they probably should.
Yeah.
Then you got all the fanfare with Caitlin at Iowa.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark at Iowa.
Yeah.
And all the scoring records she's breaking. Then you look at some of those teams there. Stanford, Ohio State, USC, those are big cachet names.
Facts.
So when you get the big cachet in the top 10, that's always going to help.
Yeah.
And then you look at the men's, I see a little more parity in the men's side of things.
Yeah.
And like Houston, right? They're number one right now, but they win a lot of ugly games.
And they go out in the first round. They could go out in the first round with the right team. They out of there.
Scramble for a ball late. And it just falls into a guard's lap. He throws it in.
Yeah.
They play a pressing defense. Their defense is a lot of fun to watch. Yeah. UConn's been hot and cold. Purdue plays what I think is an ugly style of basketball.
Big trash in the middle.
Tennessee, trash. I like watching. They're fun.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason why right now you've seen the women gaining some ground on the men. Now, I will say this. I think when March Madness hits here, because of that parity, you're going to see a lot of really good games in that men's bracket. Ooh. I think you're going to see a lot of good basketball, a lot of competitive basketball. Mm-hmm. So I think that that'll probably get a little bit more even until the women's Final Four. The women's Final Four, I think, is going to be, again, right there with the men's.
LSU, South Carolina, Ohio State, Iowa, Final Four women's. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Be a lot of Tate. Eyes on it. Be a lot oh my of God. Eyes on it.
Oh, man, it's going to be must watch. Tate.
Big Ten versus the SEC.
Yeah. Which they won anyway, but that's a whole other conversation. Tate, if you had to pick women's and men's, man, who got it right? Who got the juice right now, Tate? Who got the juice? Is it the women's or the men's? Who got it?
I think the storylines is better with the women, you know, like B Dirt said, you know,
the women got the stars.
You got Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and they do got the stars, man.
Don't forget about Juju.
Yeah, the freshman at USC.
Yeah, yeah, beast.
You got but. I like women's basketball. I like watching it better. I will watch a women's basketball game during the regular season, faster than I watch a men's college basketball game. Mm-hmm. But when these conference tournaments start, man, and you know that's when March Madness really gets started.
Yep.
That's what we talking about, man. Them games, man. When it's one and done.
Yeah.
That means something. You can watch any game that's one and done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the regular season, I'd rather watch the women.
Yeah.
And I'll watch some of the tournament games, especially the Elite Eight and the Final Four.
Yeah.
But I watch more men's college basketball when all these tournaments start, because when it's one and done, it means something, man. It's different. It hit different when it's one and done. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I couldn't name you the star player, but probably on about two or three teams, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I follow Ohio State. I watch their games with their sorry tail. I'm hoping they can win this weekend. I don't forget who they play, but they got to win. If they got to win this weekend and win two, maybe three games in the Big Ten tournament.
The new coach ain't trash, though, Tate. The new coach, he got to
play. I like Diebler. His brother is Ohio State legend.
Yeah, yeah.
John Diebler.
Yep.
But he might not keep the job, though. I think they got to go big game hunting, man.
Yep.
But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to March Madness. After NFL playoffs, March Madness is my favorite sports time of year, man. And I'm an NBA playoff dude too, but nah, March Madness is too.
Man, I need to explain to everybody. I don't like going into our chat. I like going into our chat comments and say, oh, look, this is a great comment and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do with the chat comments. I like it when you give really good informed stuff. I don't like going in there and tell people they're wrong, hater of the day, that kind of stuff. It kind of hurts me a little bit. Hurts my soul. Mr. Wood C over here, Wasai, whatever. He said, the whole 7'2", 275, Shaq was a big guy, not an athlete. So you think that
not an athlete? Did you see Shaq in the McDonald's game come down, get a rebound, dribble it, take it behind his back, cross over, and dunk on people?
Hold on a second. He's not alone. The one right before that, Jeremiah Yoder. Shaq didn't become dominant until he got to L.A. He wasn't dominant in Orlando. You're in 1995, 96. Hold on a second. In 95, 96, he was with Orlando.
Facts.
He averaged 26.6, 11, and 3.
Yep.
2.9, excuse me. Yep. In 96, 97, he averaged 26.2, 12 and a half. 3.1.
Yeah.
The 2 years before that in Orlando, he averaged 29.3, 11.4, 2.7, and 29.3, 13.2. He didn't average 29 until his fourth year in LA, where he did it in his second year in Orlando.
Yep.
God.
He was more dominant.
He was more dominant wherever he was on a basketball floor.
He was always – He was always dominant until the end of
And I'm not a Shaq guy.
Yeah.
But I like facts.
Yeah.
Hey man, it was a time back in the mid-90s. I argued with some friends of mine. I said I would take Alonzo Mourning over Shaq. Was I made over the next 4 or 5 years to look ridiculous for saying that? But
Pittsburgh Toddy did bring up a good a really good thing here about Wilt to end it. He probably had the highest body count in history.
Total facts. Very total good. Big old huge facts ever in all athletics.
End that on a high note.
But yeah. he played against Bill Russell and maybe some Nate Thurman or somebody like that. Shaq played against Ewing, Olajuwon, Robinson. Uh-huh. I mean, Shaq played against everybody. And you got to consider Orlando. He took him to the finals, lost to Akeem. Jordan came back. Get Mike up out of here. Bye, Mike. Yep. Get out of here, Mike. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Come on, man. Shaq and not an athlete. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Shaq, but what made Shaq dominant, man, is when he put that big muscle mass on with the Lakers, man. When he got when he was Diesel. Oh my God, he was unstoppable. That's why, nobody could give him nothing.
That's why that graphic had him flexing.
Kobe's on record, talking about if he had a better work ethic, he'd have been the most dominant basketball player of all time. Now, if you want to make that comment, if you want to say, hey, the work ethic wasn't there, okay. All right, fork in the road, Claude Bishop, play. Come on, cue it up, Tate.
Tate, you should have queued up the Matrix right with when you did this, man.
I hope everything is well with Pay and Justin Fields still sucks, but I'll take him for a fifth round pick, maybe. Pay, this was a scheduled time off. He's out having fun somewhere.
Yeah.
He did give me some talking points. He said basically if we were gonna talk about the same things over and over, I was supposed to put the kibosh on it, but we didn't. We had all new subjects. We're good.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, Justin is going for higher than a fifth. I think a second round is where he's slotted at right now. But all of this is going to be done. By the time we come back next week, Justin will be on a new team. Hopefully, the Steelers. Hopefully. But we'll see. For sure.
I hope so, too, because I think you and Claude arguing about this for the rest of the offseason will be great.
And then let this season come, let it be Justin. Claude going to see the error of his ways.
Yeah,
How you want Mason over Justin Fields, man? Come on, man.
Yeah, big facts. That's that bias.
And I like Mason, though. I probably like Mason better than Kenny. But I don't think either one of them the guy, though. That's my thing.
Yeah.
But
all right, fellas, last subject. Sports expansion, right? We're talking about Major League Baseball team, professional football team, professional basketball team. Do you think it should happen? What take them put up a graphic for all kinds of cities that need sports teams? If you had your choice, who you think should get it and why? B Dirt, I'm gonna start with you, bro. Who should get a squad and why should they get a squad?
I got a soft spot. I think basketball in Seattle. I would probably do that.
Yeah.
They had pretty decent numbers and stuff like that. I think they had some good support, right?
Yeah.
I don't think when you come to basketball, if you want to put one on one side of the country and one on the other.
Yeah.
I don't think Pittsburgh's the answer just based upon living here. I don't think that, I know they've got a great history of basketball here in Pittsburgh with some of the old AAU stuff and all that kind of stuff, but I just don't see that passion here anymore. And you watch when the Pirates are losing or the Penguins are losing or whatever, there's nobody at the games. So I don't think that's the answer.
Yeah.
I think you could put basketball in Columbus, though.
Okay. So you put a professional NBA team in Seattle, Washington, and professional NBA team in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, because I think Columbus would support it. I think the demographics right. And I think the growth of Columbus over the past decade or two has been incredible.
Yep. All right, Tate. What school? What team? What place? What league deserves to get franchises? And where would you put them based on this map? You got a lot of good spots, man, where they could have a professional team. Where would you put your two teams?
I didn't set the logistics of the map. I just found a map about expansion and put it on there. So it could be applicable to the NHL and not baseball. I mean, but it's a map.
Yeah.
See, Dirk talked me off the ledge, man, because I'm such a fan of the movie The Fish to Say Pittsburgh, man.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Not everybody know that movie, Big G.
Man, the Pisces, man.
You know it, right? You old enough to know it, right, B Dirk?
Mm-hmm. Hey, wait, Tate. Who's your favorite player on the Pittsburgh Pisces?
Oh, who's man, your favorite the truth, Jamal.
Hey, man, I was loving Bullet Bane, bro. I was loving Bullet. Bullet had handles. He had handles, man.
He was deaf, right? He couldn't even talk. Yeah, he couldn't even talk
or hear, but he had handles.
He got the ladies too.
No, big facts. That's what I don't
think the NFL should expand.
What?
I don't think they should go to Europe, man.
I don't think they should go to Europe.
I think when we talk like that, B Dirt, we some grumpy old guys talking about not wanting to change.
No, it's not that. I just worry about them because I watch the AFL, I watch these other leagues. Yeah. I worry about them diluting the
too saturated.
Like right now, I can already name a handful of quarterbacks. One of them you got that I don't want to watch play.
Yeah. And it would be a logistic nightmare too for Europe, man. The logistics would be nuts.
But real quick, and I want to ask you something else, Big G. My city would have been Pittsburgh with the basketball team. I would have wanted them to name them the Pisces.
Yeah.
But because B Dirk talked me off that, man, the way like B Dirk said, and because I'm from there, this is bias. Let's say this is bias. Hold up, Big G. I'm biased.
Yeah, straight big bias. Go ahead.
The way B Dirk said about the growth and expansion of Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, and zero bias for me. It's one of my least favorite places to go.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
So you can't wear a whole lot of navy and maize up in there.
Oh, no.
You can't.
There's some big tune going on, big tune.
But you can't wear a lot of gold and black in Baltimore. But, hey, man, I'm going to go with Columbus for a football team, man. The way they support the Buckeyes.
An NFL squad.
NFL squad. Like why can't we have three? Florida got three. Cali got what? One, two, three. Ooh. Cali got three or four. Yeah. We a football state. We support football in Ohio like that, man. Go ahead and give me another team, another pro team in Columbus if that's what they're doing.
I feel you. I think the one place where I would want a professional basketball team, I like Kansas City, Missouri, man. I mean, the Chiefs, they run rampant out there. Everybody's down with the Chiefs. You don't never hardly hear nothing about the Kansas City Royals. But if they had a basketball hoop squad in Kansas City, I think that they would support them. I really do believe that they would support a squad in Kansas City, a basketball team. And be there, me and you on the same page. Seattle got to get a squad. The Supersonics have to come back to the
NBA. Yeah, I agree with that, too.
They got to come back. There ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it.
I think I'm going to put Claude up. He can come out the majors for this one.
What he said?
NFL doesn't need to expand.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna disagree with you on three NFL teams in Ohio. Ohio's got 11.7 million people in the state.
Mm.
There's over 22 million in the state of Florida, and there's over 39 million in the state of California. That's the reason why they got more.
But the city of Columbus is the largest populated city in Ohio.
I'm not saying they didn't put one in the wrong city. Listen, you have the Cleveland Browns, put them in the Columbus. I'm good with it.
B-Dirt said that the Browns is hot trash. He said that they hot big trash, not just trash.
Hey, I didn't say that at all, but they're used
that
to
was,
moving.
You cold.
Hey,
they're
used to moving. They got the trucks on speed now.
Man, that was cold, hot big trash.
Hey, Big G, before you take us out, man, thanks everybody for – well, Big G will say that. But I wanted to say this Cleveland Cavalier Minnesota Timberwolves game is an overtime. It ended 97-97. The two best defenses in the league.
Yeah.
So it's 3 minutes.
No cat, no Mobley. No cat, no Mobley. Did Bishop play tonight?
Jeremy Stratton said the NFL will never work in Columbus. The Buckeyes are the state's pro team. They're bigger than both the Clowns and the Bungles.
Big
that facts. There could be something to that, but I think they would support an NFL team just because we love football.
Yeah.
But the Buckeyes still would be number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I have one more thing I wanted to tell you about or ask you about. You ain't say nothing about it.
What?
Mr. Jones.
What about him?
Didn't give Dak his money.
Of course. Because Dak big trash. I mean, why are we had this conversation every week. Jerry wasn't going to pay that boy, bro. Jerry just got off a top. Listen, you thought Dak was bad last year. He just got off Tyron Smith, his protector. What you think they going to – man, come on, dog. It's over.
Oh, Big G.
Dallas is over. They still ain't start over.
He not paying them. So this Dak last year under contract. Dak,
yep.
Free agent next year.
Yep.
And Jerry said he believes in Trey Lance. Are we about to watch Dak on his way out?
Dak about to get murder showed without Tyron Smith protecting his backside, bro. He's about to get mopped. They listen, Dallas better be all in for the best tackle on the board, be willing to trade all the way up because Dak is going to get killed. Dak is going to get killed playing quarterback this year, man. He ain't got no protection.
I can see Dallas picking up Joe Mixon, B-Dirt.
Yeah. They need it. They need two backs. What'd you say, B-Dirt? Why you waving? He said, bye-bye, adios, muchachos.
Bye.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have been very unpopular with most of my Bengal brethren because I'm a cut Joe Mixon and trade T. Higgins guy, and it doesn't go over real well.
It makes sense, though.
It is what it is,
makes
man.
A lot of sense. It makes it a lot of sense. Is.
Hey, if you want to act like the big boys and you've seen the dynasties and the teams that have been relevant for a long period of time,
yep.
You got to make the tough decision, not like the right decision, not the easy decision.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's cutting ties with someone a year or two too early or whatever to get out from underneath getting a bad contract that's 4 or 5 years long. It just is what it is. Sometimes you got to do it for the betterment of the team.
We know it in Pittsburgh. Yes, we do.
I will say this about Tyron Smith. He hasn't played a full season since 2015.
Yep.
In 2020, he played two games. In 2022, he played four. That's another one that keeps popping up on the Bengals list. And because of those things.
Don't want him.
Now, listen. If he says, I really want to come, if he does the whole I want to come block for Burrow thing and win a championship,
yeah,
he comes on a real team friendly deal for a year or two, okay,
yeah, yeah, big facts,
but for the most part, no,
yep.
Hey, Big G, read Afton's comment and offer a comment, not an answer.
Afton said, interested to see what Ma says about it this on Sunday.
He might not show up.
Big bias. Yeah, get that. I'm just going to put the sign up. I ain't even going to say, there it is. That's what's going on. Dak trash. We'll get to it later on. All right, gentlemen, we're to the end of Freaky Friday, Super Chat Friday, Homies Overtime on Fans First Sports Network. We had a lot of good topics tonight. We appreciate all you guys rocking with us. Fellas, do y'all got any final things you want to say before we get up on out of here? Tate Boy Fresh, I'm going to start with you, bro.
Hey, man. Only thing I want to say, man, is I hope going into Latrobe next summer in training camp, I want to see either Justin Fields or Russell Wilson battling out with Kenny Pickett. That's all I want to see. If the Steelers don't bring in one of those capable guys that make Kenny really, really compete, man, I don't even know how interested I'm going to be in the season next year. Of course, I'm a Steelers fan. I watched every season since probably 79.
Yeah.
So I won't not watch it, but I will be highly disappointed.
Got you. B-Dirt, swinging for the fences, bro. We out of here. What you got to say?
We got a little bit over an hour and a half left of International Women's Day. Yeah. So I'm going to give a big salute out. Single salute. Don't hit me with any of those other things. Single salute to the queen of our chat fam, Miss Afton Ford, the general. Thank you for always being here for us. We appreciate you much.
Definitely.
Absolutely. All right, gentlemen. Thanks again. Thanks to the live chat. Thanks, everybody, for listening to us on Fans First Sports Network, Homies Overtime Podcast. Make sure you check all the podcasts out that support Steel Curtain Network, Homies Overtime, and all the channels that B-Dirt, Payday, Me Take Boy Fresh are attached to. And we will see you guys next week on Overtime. Have a great one, and we'll holla.